الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فصوّر. دي سورة سورة أعلى يعني دي سنة تريد جمع نماز فدى إمام سبح اسم and هل أتاك the next سورة. And from that also we can understand that there must be some very important subject matter that we should ponder about, that the Imam should read it every Friday, should read it regularly on Fridays, and there must be some subject matter for us to ponder about. The previous surah, Surah Al-Tariq, and there were various aspects that were discussed in there. One particular aspect that man should ponder, that of what he is created, of this drop of sperm, which is dirty, filthy, when it touches the hands, body, any place, we want to wash it out immediately, and in fact, that we have to take a path after that to become pure. Though that sperm has just come out from one point in the body, but the whole body, every hair of the body must be now wettened, and it must be a proper ghusl must be taken. And even like the inside of the mouth, the inside of the nose also has to be cleaned properly, the navel, etc., all that, then a person becomes pure. So when that is from what Allah has created man, and man must not at any time in any way think that he is somebody great and superior. And even after that, the food of the child in the mother's womb for 5 months, when life comes into him, Allah made it the monthly menses of the mother. That also is to remind man that he is nothing whatsoever to be proud of. And very beautifully then in this surah now, Allah expressed the purity of Allah Ta'ala, where man is so impure, his very beginning, and that Allah Ta'ala is so pure. Not only is the being of Allah Ta'ala pure, but like here Allah says, Sabbih Isma Rabbi, that express the purity of the name of your Allah. Allah is pure, the name of Allah is also pure. This is also like where we are told that Uzkurullah, remember Allah Ta'ala, that is also a command to us that we must remember Allah. Then at other place Allah says, Wazkurisma Rabbik, and remember the name of your Allah. So Allah's name is also, and to remember is to repeat, to remember. So the zikr of the name of Allah, like Allah, 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 that is also required. And this is also required that we meditate and ponder on Allah Ta'ala, the being of Allah Ta'ala. We get ma'rifat, we recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So insan must understand that he is so weak. As Allah says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. He is created from such impurity. But on the other hand, his Rabb Allah is so pure. His name is also so pure. And we must express this. This that we read tasbih is not na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah, that we are purifying Allah. Allah is absolutely pure. What is required from us, that we must express the purity of Allah Ta'ala. Express the purity of the name of Allah Ta'ala. And just the name of Allah, expressing the purity of the name of Allah, expressing the purity of Allah, the barakat of it, that by that Allah will purify us. We were so impure. We are from dirt. We are from the sperm. We are from the menses of our mother. But in spite of that, by taking the name of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will purify us. And as it comes later in the surah, that for your purification, for your tazkiyah, make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is the thing that will purify you. So we have to regularly make from the Quran Sharif in so many ayat, make the zikr of Allah, make the zikr of the name of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the thing that will purify us. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Paaki bayan kar apne Rab ke naam ki jo sabse upar. Express the purity of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is pure, but you express it. You make it known, you say it, you realize it. And Allah, that Allah who is A'la, who is the most high. you are from mankind, is from the lowest. But when he takes the name of Allah, Allah makes him also more higher than the malaika also. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told the Sahaba, make this in your sajda. So in our sajda we read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. This is taken from here. So, but unfortunately our namazes are most unmindful. So many times minimum we should read 3 times Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. And we should even increase it, especially as we are growing older, we're getting closer to our death, more recognition of Allah, with great relief and enjoyment. We should say, be saying it 3, 5 times, 7 times, even more times. And each time also, not unfortunately how we say it usually, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. No, but we should say it properly and with that meditation that I'm expressing the purity of my Allah. I'm now right at the bottom of my head with my brain and my mind, my intelligence which I pride so much that I'm so good, I've got so much of knowledge, I've got so much of brain, I put it right on the ground now. Right at the bottom, and though it is not so, but like a sirko ragarna sajda mein, like you are rubbing your head on the ground, like that I'm so low, and at the same time I'm saying, my Allah is the most high. I am the lowest, my Allah is the most highest. He is completely pure, He is completely clean. So even if we just make effort on our namaz properly, a person's whole tazkiyah and marifat of Allah and connection of Allah and the unseen treasures of Allah will be laid open to that person. And he will have such a high position by Allah Ta'ala. By going, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif also, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. A person who humbles himself for Allah, Allah will raise that person. The more we make our sajda properly, and what we have to read in sajda, we do it properly, the more higher Allah Ta'ala will make us. Allah, we from our side, we will lower ourselves. That I'm going right down in sajda, and then Allah in His mercy will raise our status and our position. So we want name, we want fame, but it should not be for our sake. And the main way to do it is to humble ourselves in front of Allah. The more we will humble ourselves, the more Allah is going to raise us, and the more higher He is going to take us. And when Allah takes a person high, he doesn't fall after that. Allah keeps him and protects him also. But when a person builds himself up, I want to be high, I must have name, position, then Allah's protection is not on that person. And that person falls and can fall any time. So Allah has given us what perfect prescription in everything. The namaz itself, coming to the masjid and making it, and humbling ourselves with all the Muslims, everyone, in which there will be very pious people, and there will be big sinners also. We also just become part and parcel of them all. We don't have a holier than thou attitude or anything. That Allah, in every aspect, Allah has given us a perfect deen in our sajda, in what we read in our sajda. It's now up to us how much we bring it into our lives. How much we bring the reality into our lives, Allah has given us everything. It is in a different way that a beautiful dastarkhan has been laid out for you. Tablecloth with the best of food, now it's just for you to eat it. Now if you don't eat it, it's your problem. Allah. But Allah has put it all there, the one most delicious and most wonderful food, spiritual food. It is just for us to take it in. May Allah give us tawfiq and realize that our life are for these things, not for this material things which we are hankering after, but that we go from this dunya with these treasures and these values. Successful is that person. May Allah give us tawfiq.